Welcome to the golf edition of Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's Summer Golf Wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define golf across South Australia and beyond. It's time to talk golf with sports commentator Ben Hook and State Golf Representative Sophie Hilditch.
Hello everyone, thanks for your company on Hooked on Sport. The shadows are lengthening on day two of the Women's Australian Open at Cooyonga Golf Club. I am joined by Sophie Hilditch. Sophie, fascinating day two. Let's just quickly have a look at the leaderboard. Céline Haban, the veteran French woman, is out in front on 7-under. She's still got a couple of holes to play. There's a big group on 5-under. Kirsten Rudgley, Hannah Green, the two Aussies, along with Agat Lane and Alexandra Fosterling. Moa Falky, the Swede, has just jumped up to 5-under as well. So where do you want to start? Céline Haban, what an incredible performance today. 4-under through 16 holes. And probably going to be a threat over the weekend for someone with her experience and capacity to win tournaments.
Yeah, 43 years old, so she's definitely a veteran of the game. I think she has the experience on her side and she's showing it right now. The wind is picking up a little bit this afternoon, nowhere near as bad as it was yesterday, but it's definitely picking up. But she's taking on the challenge like an absolute champ. What was it, 10 straight pars and then birdie, par, birdie, birdie, birdie?
Exactly right. Yeah, you've got it in one. So held it together. And you would probably say, Soph, and you'll know better than me, so I'll ask you, The front nine, I think there are a lot of tough holes. The back nine, there are a few gettable early, and then you play a pretty tough 17 and 18. But I feel like there's some numbers to be made on the back nine, whereas the front nine, maybe if you can just hold it together, and that's exactly what Haban's done today.
Yeah, it's exactly what she's done. I'm interested to see what she does, and we'll find out as we're speaking right now. The eighth hole is a tough par four today. That's coming into and from the left. And it's a tough hole of obviously, well, not obviously, but that hole goes to the left and there's a big hill in the middle of the fairway, which the girls, the majority of them into the wind, can't get it over that hill. So they're left with about 140 metres to a green, which is just sitting up raised and you can't go left, you can't go short, you can't go right and you can't go long. So it's a pretty tough green. It's very exposed to the wind as well, so always hard to putt on that. There's been a lot of three putts that I've seen already. So, but then she's coming home strong with that short par five and she's a chance for a birdie. If she hangs it together and gets a par on eight, look, she could get to 8-under easily.
Let's turn our attention to the Australians, and the obvious one to start with is Kirsten Rudgley, who shot the low round of the day today, 5-under, 7 birdies along with 2 bogeys. I imagine you would know a bit about Kirsten.
Yeah, I do know a bit about Kirsten. I played some amateur golf with her. In fact, it's been great out here. I'm seeing a lot of my old friends that I used to play amateur golf with, and they've taken the leap to turn professional and playing unbelievably today, in particular from the Australians. But Kirsten Rudgley, even par through 27 holes and then 5-under in her last 9 holes. And wow, was she in control of her ball. She's a fairly long hitter, but she was just placing her ball in all the right spots. I don't know if she's played Cooyonga before. I expect she has in 2021 for that Australian amateur. But she's just absolutely in control. No three putts in sight. Her chipping was unbelievable, but her putting was really the strength of her game today.
So we've got a leader at 7-under, a group of 5 at 5-under. So if I reckon this is an interesting stat, and I'll get you just to dissect this for us. Fosterling is ranked 307 in the world at 5-under. Our leader, Haban, is ranked 343 in the world. Rudgley is ranked 132 in the world. Moa Falky, the Swede, is ranked 278 in the world. Agat Lane is ranked 287 in the world. And in amongst them all is Hannah Green, world number 9. You would like her chances from here, I think.
Yeah, I do like Hannah Green's chances. In fact, I walked past her in the hallway just recently and she was talking to a fellow Australian player who I won't name because she didn't have as good of a day today. But Hannah Green and her usual just lovely self was giving her a hug and talking to her about her round and going through the positives. And that girl turned to Hannah and said, "But Hannah, how'd you go today?" And she goes, "Oh, I didn't have my best stuff, only 3-under.
It's fascinating because I heard the same conversation and I did turn to you and I say, they're just like us, only with slightly different numbers. Because I could, didn't have my best stuff today. I've had 31 points. You could come up to me and say, "Yeah, Hooky, I didn't have my best stuff. I shot 4 over. But yeah, it's a funny language, isn't it? Yeah, not my best stuff, 3-under in a championship condition course. So if you've seen 36 holes now, what have you made of the setup at Cooyonga?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough out here. There's still birdie holes, like we've been seeing. Girls are getting birdies. They're getting hole-in-ones, like our own Reagan Denton. So birdies are out there. The par fives are definitely birdie opportunities. These girls are in control of their wedges, and it's unbelievable to watch. What I'm seeing is it's the tee shots. The tee shots. If they're not positioning themselves off the tee, there's no way that they can attack these pins, because these greens are vicious. You cannot shortside yourself. It's the one thing you cannot do around Kionga. I said around the 14th par three. Watching those girls, it was a back pin go into the bunker in the right, and it's all downhill from there. Not a single one of them could make par from that bunker. So it's just showing, if you're not in the right position off the tee, you've got no chance around Kionga.
Another really impressive performer today from the Aussies, Steph Bunky, shot 4-under to be at 4-under after 36 holes. Just tell us what you know about Steph.
Yeah, again, another girl I've played amateur golf with. She has played an Australian Open before in South Australia as an amateur. We recently spoke to Karen Lunn, who was talking about how a lot of these professional golfers, what they've been doing is getting opportunities as amateurs to play in our National Open. And so they're coming out here and they're coming out strong as professional golfers. She's a huge hitter. She hits the ball a long way. So I'm not surprised she's been able to shoot 4-under in conditions like today. She can take on lines that a lot of those girls won't be taking. A lot of girls are actually choosing and electing to take hybrids or fairway woods off the tee when bunkers are in play. I wouldn't be surprised if Steph Bunky's going, what bunker? I'll just hit driver.
Kelsey Bennett, I'm interested in your thoughts. 3-under after day one. She's 1-under today, 2 birdies, 1 bogey. It's a very controlled, well-managed round. She was my pick at the start of the week. I thought she was a chance to go back-to-back. Where do you see her sitting T7 at 4-under?
Well, she's still got 2 holes to play.
I've got her in, sorry. I've got her in at 4-under. That's okay. We're live here. That's all right. But it looks to me like she has got in with par 17 and 18.
Yeah, so a strong finish, obviously, from Kelsey. Kelsey looked a bit frustrated today from what I saw of her. She doesn't look like she thinks she's got her best stuff out there, and there's a lot of pars on that scorecard, not a lot of birdies, which is not a great sign. It sounds like she today might have struggled a little bit, and I did see, in fact, her making a lot of up and downs. Problem with making up and downs means you're not hitting greens.
Yep.
So she was struggling a little bit, but I still think Kelsey Bennett sitting at 4-under, she's still in it. She's not out of it. If she can get – she looked like she was overshooting a few greens and just didn't have her numbers quite dialed. I watched her come down the 13th hole, which is a longish par four, but it's straight downwind, so it's not playing particularly long for these girls. And it was just clear she just chose the wrong club and didn't hit her numbers and went straight through the back. And from there, it's a really difficult up and down, which, to her credit, her hands are brilliant. She played this little bump and run, and it was gorgeous to see, put it to about a foot tap in, but you could just tell she was frustrated because she shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Who impressed you the most today?
I mean, I have to go, we've already mentioned her, but it was Kirsten Rudgley. Mm. I think that's unbelievable. I'm actually a little bit annoyed at myself that I didn't pick her as someone that we should have been seen coming. She's been playing unbelievable golf. She turned professional back in 2022 and has been playing unbelievable on the Ladies European Tour. She's only got the one win to her name, but she's a character to look out for. She's a lovely person as well. So I love watching her demeanour out on the golf course. She's always smiling, always looking happy. Doesn't seem like anything's phasing her out there. She's not the biggest hitter, but she's long enough, and her short game is unbelievable. Her putting today was so impressive. Looked like she was never going to miss the hole. In fact, she had a birdie putt on the 9th hole, which was playing as her last hole for the tournament, and whipped out and just looked back at her caddy and smiled. And I thought, yeah, you are seeing buckets at the moment, not holes.
As much as that was the person who impressed you the most, who disappointed you the most today? There's some alibis out there. It is a difficult golf course. The wind has been up for all 36 holes. It started blowing early on Wednesday, I know, because I was playing part of that pro-am, and it's blown pretty consistently right throughout. But who was the one who you think, yeah, they had an opportunity here and they've probably let it slip?
Yeah, Sarah Kempf for me. She had a long birdie putt on her last hole yesterday to finish 1-under. She was looking pretty strong, pretty powerful. And in fact, I spoke about her a lot yesterday on the podcast for our recap for the Thursday round. And she unfortunately shot 7-over today, 6-over, and that's not going to make the cut. The cut's projected at 5-over, and I dare say it's not going to leak out to 6 with all our players basically almost in. So I'm a bit disappointed of Sarah Kempf. I was with my mum this morning out here watching the Australian Open, which I always love. Mum always has some interesting comments, often not golf related, more talking about the girls' outfits and what they're wearing and everything. But always a bit of fun, always enjoying watching golf with my mother. But I did say to her, Sarah Kemp had a putt, about an 8-foot putt on the ninth hole, and I turned to mum and I said, I think if she doesn't make this, she's not going to make the cut. And unfortunately, she didn't make it. So hasn't made the cut. But Sarah Kemp, biggest disappointment. But at the same time, I'm just super impressed to see Kempy even out here at the moment. After that accident 2 years ago, she's doing an unbelievable job. So it's kind of one of those things. I'm disappointed to not see her on the weekend because I really wish our spectators could have seen more of Sarah Kemp.
Just spirals out of control a little bit, doesn't it? So she was in the morning group today, but she parred 10, bogeyed 11 and 12, then went bogey, birdie, bogey, bogey to finish the back nine, which was her front nine. And then, yeah, three bogeys, just couldn't get anything going around the front. So the leaders at 7 under, the cuts at 5 over, we know that much. Sophie, how far back is too far back? What's the number that you need to be at to stay in touch with Celine Haban, who right now is at 7 under with 2 to play?
I think even par's the number. I think anything over the card, you're too far back. I know that's extreme because 5 over is currently the cut line. 7 under, that's a lot of catch up. I think 6 under, 7 under is out there, but it's a good round and you're going to, maybe the people at even par who are going to get a little bit less wind in the morning tomorrow can have those numbers. But anyone over par, I just really don't see them playing that catch up.
I think your point's well made there. What strikes me, I feel like there's probably a few more further back who can potentially get on a bit of a run tomorrow, but at the same time, they've got so many to get past. I don't know what the course setup is going to be tomorrow. I suspect there's going to be a few more birdies out there. The wind will be down. Someone's going to go out there a little bit earlier and maybe make a number, but there's so many players you've got to get past. It is a really bunched-looking leaderboard. No one's got away, and what have we got? 14 players under par, around about, what is it? Let's have a look here. 26 players at par or better. So if you're well outside of par, if you're going to win, you've got about 30 players to get past.
Yeah, and I think that's 30 players too many, unfortunately. But you never know. I could be proven wrong. There's some really good golfers sitting around that mark. We've got to look at Shannon Tan at 2 over, who was 5 over at one stage, so clearly knows how to make a lot of birdies. And you played with her and you saw it. Grace Kim is at 3 over. But again, we spoke about her. I just don't think she's got quite her best stuff here today, here at this tournament, unfortunately. So, no, I'm going to stick with my guns. I'm thinking even par might be able to make the jump. We've got some great golfers sitting around there in Karis Davidson, Madison Hinson-Tolchard, Justice Bozzio, Hannah Reeves. How can I never forget to mention Hannah Reeves? And Cassandra Alexander, the South African, is looking so incredible. So even par, that's what I'm sticking at. But I really do think those players sitting in the top 10 at about 4 under and best, I think our win is going to come from that pool.
I'm going to make this question a little bit long-winded here because I want to give you a little bit of an opportunity to think about it as we go. But my question is, give me your top five. So I don't want the top five in scores, but who you think right now are the top five biggest chances to take out the 2026 Women's Australian Open. Obviously, you're going to have Hannah Green in that mix. But if you can start to look through the list, I reckon there's some that maybe in my mind I feel like, yes, their score is okay, but I don't know that I would have them in my top five, even if they're sitting T2 right now. Who do you think is your top five best chances for the Women's Australian Open, 36 holes in, 36 to come?
Look, obviously Hannah Green. So you've already mentioned her. Tick. Number one, I would be saying Hannah Green. I'm looking at Darcy Harry as well. I know she hasn't had a great day today at 3 over, but I was super impressed of her 6 under on Thursday, obviously in the most benign conditions in the morning, but her ball striking's unbelievable. I've been watching Darcy Harry for a while and I think she's incredibly impressive. I know I just said the top 10, I thought the winner was going to come out of there, but I've just noticed Minji Lee is actually 14th at the moment, and I watched a fair bit of Minji today, and I mean, one, that swing is just like butter. It's unbelievable. And so I think Minji Lee, I've got to say, she still stands a chance. She's world number 4. How could you not say she still stands a chance? After that, I'm going to have to go Kelsey Bennett. I think Kelsey Bennett's super impressive. She was not impressed with herself today. She was getting the wrong numbers and yet still managed to shoot a 1 under round. I think that's pretty impressive when you don't have your best stuff. fifth and final spot goes to Agat Lene, who won on the WPGA only 2 weeks ago. I think she's a sneaky chance, sitting at 5 under, which is only 2 back, playing beautifully. So that's my top five.
Well, you left out Celine Haban, who when you started that answer was in the lead by 2. And I can tell you by the end of that answer, she's posted double bogey on the 8th, which is her 17th hole, and brings her back into a tie for the lead at 5 under alongside Rudgley, Green, Lene. So there's our four. Moa Falky has also bogeyed on that 8th hole, which is a brute. We know how difficult that hole is. So it looks for everything, Soph, that we are going to have a 4-way tie for the lead at the halfway point at 5 under. Soph, that's about all I reckon we need to cover off today. Can I just say what salubrious surroundings we are in? I was fully expecting that we'd be out, you know, sitting out in the dusty back blocks of Cooyonga, some park bench somewhere with little handheld microphones together. But Wallace has rustled us up in the chief executive officer's office. This is spectacular surroundings.
I did say to Wallace, this is quite bougie, and what did he do to get us here? Because I don't think it was legal, whatever he did.
Well, that's all from the Women's Australian Open at the end of day 2 here at Cooyonga. It has been great fun bringing this to. It's been great fun being here. It's been a wonderful event. We're looking forward to day 3 tomorrow. Sophie and I will join you tomorrow night. All the best. Thanks for your company.
Thanks, Ben.
With the last putt sunk, that's a wrap on this golf edition of Hooked on Sport. Thanks for listening. Help us meet more golfers just like you by following us and leaving a review. We look forward to your company on the next golf edition of Hooked on Sport.